Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
So far, so good. Hey, that
blue hedgehog again, of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be
my... I'll make you eat those words.
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
Number 38.
Surface and sky.
Hello, this is the Chart Topping Show, and I'm Rev Sig, and I am really, really thrilled to have so many lovely listeners listening to this show. So, I hope your weekend has been great and it's far from ending. You've heard number 38, which was an Echo the Dolphin song, Saint Gabriel's Mask vocal remix from the Sega Power Cuts 1 album. People since then have been discussing Echo's absence from Sega's ranks for 17 years, even though the Dolphin is 15. Those were some prolific 8 years, apparently. Electric Boogaloo asked, wasn't there news about Head Annunziata suing Sega over Echo's rights and then settling out of court? If you have more info about this, feel free to join the conversation on our Discord at radiosc.ga/discord or through Twitter using the Heads Radio Sega handle or the hashtag RSChartTopping. RSChartShow, that's how it is. Last time I heard, Echo was avoiding whalers off the coast of Japan, says Dark Shadow. Well, that's a pretty dark way of putting things. If push comes to shove, Rav, would you like me to do your podcasts in the future? Okay, so that's not... We'll talk about that later. I still hope I can do it, but if I can't, if real life gets the best of me, we'll talk about that later. So, Electric Boogaloo comes at Annunziata as settle a lawsuit with video game publisher Sega over the ownership of the Echo the Dolphin series. That's an interesting development that could pave the way for the rebirth of the franchise, which Sega brought to its game console starting in 1992. Right. Veritex just said, oh, how I missed this talkbed music. If you can request it on Radio Sega, actually. I'm not entirely sure at the moment, but it's from, I think it's called DJ, and it's from one of the Yatsune Miku games. Let's see if I can find it just in a bit. I'll tell you what the album slash game for Yatsune Miku this is from. Yeah, but it's CTS music. Woo, it's like a trademark now. That I like it. My search so far didn't really give me the kind of returns I intended. What's this music without Raph talking over it? I guess then when a certain show uses a song too much as a talkbed, it gets so just part of the show that people, listeners, our most dedicated and faithful listeners end up just associating the thing. So I'm still looking on Yatsune Miku's albums. I think it was DJ, but maybe it's not. So, Arcade Future Tone, there's no DJ in here, moving on. Project EVEX 10, nope. Special Collaboration, nope. Project DVF, Project Diva F second. Project Mirai DX, that's the one. Yatsune Miku Project Mirai DX, here it is, DJ. I'll be playing it just now. The original track, not the talkpad, it's going to be the same obviously, but you'll see on the tag on the stream. And now...
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 19.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Thank you.
Number 18.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 17.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 16.
Hurts. So this was quite an edgy start to the show, right? Number 20 from Shadow the Hedgehog, Cryptic Castle. Then it was a Sonic the Hedgehog CD track, Stardust Speedway P mix. P stands for present, from the official soundtrack. Number 18 and number 17 were a curious case of things pretty much falling perfectly into place, because number 18 was Event Sonic vs Shadow and number 17 was For True Story for Sonic vs Shadow. Just basically the background music to their opening presentation prior to their final battle, and then the song that plays during that battle. Interesting stuff. Then number 16 to end the first block of 5 tracks was a Radio Sega classic, Don't Drop Me, from Sega Touring Car Championship. It was out of this show for a while, but listeners never forget it, and I'm glad. Let's move on to the next topic, to the next block, and it's going to continue with racers, arcade racers from the 90s. It's going to be from Sega Rally 2, Solon Desert, which plays, surprise surprise, on the desert stage. Or stages, if you're playing the Dreamcast version.
Number 15. We'll be right back. Number 14. Number 13. Number 12. Number 11.
Well, so I just had some really bad news on this last block. A fellow Radio Sega host is streaming on YouTube, stealing listeners. That's a major no-no. I'm going to walk to slap him around the face when I meet him. That's how it's going to be. Did I say YouTube? I meant Twitch. Whoops. Force of habit there. Anyways, at number 15, it was, as said on the previous talk break, it was Soul on Desert from Sega Rally 2. On number 14, we had Tower of Puppet from Dynamite Heady from Mega Drive. Number 13 was Battle Theme of Mega Bomberman. Number 12, Saxophone Under the Moon, Yagami Team BGM from the King of Fighters 14. Number 11, the song that you just heard, was Into the Crimson from Cyber Troopers Virtual On Oratorio Tangram. You know, usually on CTS, before the long break, we would usually have a special topic, a special segment between number 11 and number 10, just right in the middle of the top 20. That wasn't the case on the past two episodes, ever since I came back with it, because there were two different top 20s I wanted to air on those, so it had to be really quick, but now it's different. That today it's going to be... I mean, it's going to count as underrated or just new tracks segment, even though it's not really the case. I'm going to play tracks from some games that are part of the Mega Drive Championships tournament tomorrow at Nottingham. I hope you are planning to attend. It's probably going to be awesome. It's going to have tons of games. You can check them out at megadrivechamps.org. Actually, one of the tracks that's been played is from one of the games that are going to be played, which was Mega Bomberman Battle Theme. Now, I'm going to play a few tracks from a few games. Some of them will be Sega, some of them will be third party, and you won't be able to request them on the 24/7. Oh, and by the way, the request system, yeah. That's the way you get songs on these charts, those top 20 charts that I play every week. You register on radiosega.net and you enter the playlist, and that's it. You request them and they play on the 24/7 stream. There are a few rules, like you can only request three tracks each 20 minutes, and you can't request two songs from the same album or game. They have to be separated by at least a half an hour, and you can't request the same song. You can't request the same song twice inside 12 hours, and there is also one rule that you can't request a track if it's been played on the previous 4 hours. I think that's it. If there's any more rule, any of you experienced people, other hosts, other staffers, please tell me on Discord or somewhere else. I've got a lot to catch up while I was babbling. Disrespect everywhere. Yep, that's exactly what it is. I don't know how to pronounce your name, I'm sorry. Matt2E1CPC. That's exactly what it is and what just happened from Viper towards me. Oh well. So Veritex continues with the Formula E off topic. So next season, Audi, BMW, Mercedes and Porsche will all be there, so it's getting serious. Four German manufacturers, that's true. That's true, because more and more constructors are getting serious behind it, and the drivers. The drivers are probably the best ones you will find outside F1. Some F1 sort of rejects and some hopefuls who were really good but without many money to get into F1, like Robin Frins or Antonio Felix da Costa, Sam Bird, people like that. And there's also former pretty good Formula 1 drivers who couldn't stay for one reason or another, like Buemi or Di Grassi. Anyways, Rexy just said, yep, there's the thing. You can play tracks with identical names in the same 4 hours, so if you want a special stage theme from a different Sonic game, you're out of luck. And the same applies to the main themes. There's about 15 main themes on the Radio Sega playlist, and if one of them plays, the other ones won't be able to be played in the next 4 hours, because it counts as the same track. I guess there's no system that is perfect. And yeah, pretty much the other rules you're saying, you are telling me, I already told them. Zach Speeds My Game just asked, how do you request and only Sega game music, right? That's true. Some, not all of it is official. There's lots of great remixes there. All of them are open source, but they are still great, trust me. And there's tons of arranged original soundtracks for nearly every single Sega game you can think of. I hope you are listening to me at the moment. I'm just going to type it now. Oh, okay, he is, because he says, oh, okay. Alright. I'm glad to know that. So, anyways, I'm going to move into that segment I told you about now.
Underrated, or just new, Tracks of the Week.
And here's the talk bad music for the underrated or just new tracks of the week, which is not underrated, neither new, but you'll you know what it is. Tracks from the games that are going to be played tomorrow at the Mega Drive Championships tournament. I'm going to begin with tracks from WWF Royal Rumble, and here's the Genesis rendition of the theme for The Hitman, Bret Hart.
Listening to Video Sega.
and this is from Micro Machines 96. The previous track was the main theme, and this is the playoff theme.
Hi, I'm JB65326, and I'm a fan of Triple Trouble, and I'm Radio Sega 2.
And these are tracks from Super Street Fighter 2. Previously was Ryu's theme, and this is Guile's theme. We'll be right back. And this is a traitor. Traitor. This is a stage that's going to be played on the tournament tomorrow. Green Hill Zone for Sonic the Hedgehog, as if I needed to tell this to anyone who might be listening to Radio Sega, right?
Hello everyone, I'm John the Wayoshi, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
this is from Puyo Puyo, or if you were a Western kid in the 90s, Dr. Robotnik's Bin Bin Machine. On the original Japanese game, this goes for the final boss, but it's on the two-player versus for the European and American releases. I don't really know what this is on the Japanese version, but on the Western one, it's for stages between 1 and 4 of the same game.
Number 10.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
And straight back into the request chart we are. This is number 10 from last week's most requested tracks. From Shadow the Hedgehog, this is Lava Shelter. We'll be right back.
Number 9.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
If you think this is Hedgy having this after Lava Shelter, you'll see the next track. Really.
Chaos Emerald.
Tragic mystery.
Spinechunk. Does any listener know Spinechunk? This really reminds me of them.
Number 7.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Damn, we've been detected.
Shadow, damn you! Damn you!
Damn it! Damn you! I'm going to destroy this damn planet!
Back to back, make real of all that seems. true dreams. Folks may burn them, but forever last to give in. Oh, so many things need a push or pull to begin. And freedom moving less than ever hand gets in. Same, it's never the same. Just like that, just nothing at all just means. Nothing at all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Back to fact, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems.
You know, just after this song, I'm going to play the one track I said really is the one that this machine from Sonic Heroes really reminds me of. Song really, I mean, after so much edge, there's just so much chill in this. Sonic and the Black Knight, Seven Rings in Hand, the Fairy Tales in Trance version by Bentley Jones. And this is not Sega, this is not even video games, but this is the track I mentioned that, you know, this is probably 15 years old or something, but this machine reminds me so much of this. Please tell me I'm not insane.
Number 6.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald? Thank you.
So more Seven Rings in hand, sort of. But number 10 was Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. Number 9, I Am All of Me from Shadow the Hedgehog. And this is actually not... Isn't this I Am All of Me? I mean, I... number 7 was... No, number 8 was This Machine from Sonic Heroes. Number 7 was Seven Rings in Hand, Fairy Tales in Trance by Sonic and the Black Knight. Number 6 from the Sonic Paradox Remix charts, Above the Storm from Sky Troops and Visor Chefog. I was under the impression you guys told me this was Seven Rings in Hand, a Seven Rings in Hand remix, but it sounded a lot like I Am All of Me to me. What? And as Twinny just pointed out, this was number 2 the previous week, so there's a new spot on the top 5. Let's see what track took it. We are now going ahead to number 5. What's going to happen to Sonic, though?
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Make me miss reborn! Listen back before! Questions on the floor! Yeah.
Number 4.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 3.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
We'll be right back.
Hey, Dean, I've got a question to ask you after the top is done, the chart is done, and it's near the end.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
This is number two, and it's the massive power mix of With Me from Sonic and the Black Knight. You've listened to the original one quite not a long time ago. Number five was the Crush 40 version of Seven Rings in Hand from True Blue, the Best of Sonic the Hedgehog album. Number four was With Me, the original one. Number 3 was Waking Up from Shadow the Hedgehog. And after this we'll see what the number 1 is.
My eyes are filled with curiosity.
And the show is about to end, guys. There's 15 minutes left. It's going to have number one, and then some stupid gimmicks as usual on the chart-topping show. You know how it goes, right? So, I Need Fruit just came up on the chat room. Woo! Long time no see there. And it suggested a London meetup for Radio Sega, and I'm totally up for it. I hope everyone else is as well. I hope my English is now good enough to hold a conversation with you all now that I'm working and I have to speak English the whole flipping day. I don't think there's a huge surprise about what number one is, but you will see now.
Number one.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
No way! I can't believe this!
It's no use!
Off flipping course.
No such thing as fate for those who speed. A path at a time instead of just living it. So many things erased before they begin. Hopes on dream instead of what could have been. Fortune fate like in the sand, just like that, it's nothing, it all just seems, nothing, it all just seems, yeah. Fortune shines with seven in hand, back to back, make real of all that seems, make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hand, speed through nights with feet in sand, seven rings in hand.
Random Radio Sega question from I Need Fruit. When Tails is Hyper Tails in Sonic 3 and Knuckles, are the Flickies super as well? That's a pretty legit question. That's about as legit as Seven Rings in Hand being 3 times in the top 7 of last week's requests, right? 7 memes in hand, like kids nowadays say on Discord.
And it's never as it is. Back to back, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hand, speed through nights with feet in sand. Seven rings in hand, want us all under command. Seven rings in hand, while we're just one single hand. Seven rings in hand, arrow.
where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Damn, we've been detected.
Shadow, damn you! Damn you!
Damn it! Damn you! I'm going to destroy this damn planet!
This is what I wanted to ask you, Dean. After a while from this track, please tell me I'm not crazy in thinking this is totally Depeche Mode. Don't just leave me hanging!
Just run.
the show is going to end after another low-pitch CTS goodness. You know how the show is. It's your only chance to listen to your favorite Radio Sega tracks with low-pitch or high-pitch, depends. Oh, I forgot about Lazy Days, but... that's coming next week.
Playing the best Sega music 24/7.